Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. It's good that you were able to join me. Well, as if you've been with me this week, you see I've been dealing with some really packed practical areas in our lives as God's people, and I've been talking about setting goals, and also we're going to get to the fact that as we set goals, it's going to be an exercise in stretching our faith. But before we got there, let me just share again by way of review. What is a goal? It's the end toward which effort is directed. It's the objective you wish to achieve. And we have all kinds of goals. Some of them are just very small. You know, what you're going to have for dinner today, or what time you're going to have it, when you're going to bed, what do you want to do, accomplish this week? We all have, they don't have to be, I mean, they should be important life goals. You should have values that determine what your purpose is. Yet, we have many, many smaller goals that we set for ourselves. For example, Paul's wonderful life goal, as expressed in Philippians, the third chapter, was to know Jesus and the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His sufferings. He wanted to forget those things past, to reach forth to those things that were before. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so, beloved, there's no conflict between setting goals and trusting God moment by moment. So why people don't set goals? There's five reasons. We've gotten through three of them almost. Lack of spiritual understanding, fear. Sometimes there's just a fear of even looking toward the future. People just don't want to do that. Or they reason away positive action with cynicism. I know one person, they say, well, it'll work itself out. And I want to say, no, it's not going to work itself out. You've got to do something. You just can't sort of let things trust they're going to happen the way you want them to. And then, of course, there's fear of failure. Why? Because we've all been disappointed. We've been disappointed in ourselves, or perhaps there's been circumstances, but we haven't achieved the goals. And so to avoid the emotional pain, we don't even want to think about setting goals. But we looked at Scripture. There were a lot of, not only did the Lord Himself, the Lord God, before He created man, have plans and goals. He had a plan of salvation in effect, waiting, you know, behind the curtain when man would need it, when they sinned, He already had a plan in place. Jesus, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And then, as we were closing yesterday's broadcast, there are those who are just lazy or apathetic. Sorry, you just got to be honest. Some people don't want to. It's just too much effort to look at their life and make decisions. And also, there is especially today, you may have heard that word, an entitlement mentality. They want someone to take care of them. Beloved, God doesn't want somebody doing for you. You ought to be doing for someone else. We need to understand there are roles that we all play, but unless someone is physically or mentally handicapped, we all have a responsibility to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We have the, you know, if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. And that applies to a woman too. A woman needs to, and I'm not speaking going out and getting a job. If you're a homemaker, you have responsibilities to keep your home in a proper and decent and cleanly order. You have responsibilities if you're parents to take care of your children. Beloved, there are many, many things that we have as responsibilities. But you know, today's mentality, the young younger generation, they just want somebody. They want something for nothing. They want somebody to take care of them. And unfortunately, we have seen tremendous abuse of the welfare systems. Oh my goodness! You know, if the church was doing what it should, we wouldn't even really need a welfare system. But there are those who just use the system. They're dishonest. They have other kinds of income, beloved. But that's that mentality. You know, I have a dear friend. He's been a partner, he and his wife, for many years in California, in the Mount Chancellor region. And occasionally he would send me things. And he sent me this DVD entitled America by Dinesh D'Souza. And, you know, I said, it's unfortunate you have to have an immigrant write something that would extol the virtues of America. He basically was saying that America did not acquire her wealth by conquest as the other nations of the world, but the free enterprise system, that's how we've established wealth. And I don't want to get political, but the point is, on this movie he interviewed a beautiful young black woman, and she shared her testimony. She was a believer, although you could hear that as she told her story. But he was interviewing her. He said, well, you've been on welfare. She said, yes, I was for a number of years. And he said, well, didn't you want to go out and get a job? She said, Why should I? A check's coming every month. And she said, I did that until someone came and looked me in the eyes and said, sister, your lifestyle is unacceptable to God. And she, obviously, that turned her life around, started her thinking, and she went to school, she got off the system, she is now an author, a CEO, it's a beautiful American success story, but she was caught in that let somebody take care of me mentality. Now, again, I'm speaking, you know, those there are genuine needs, those who have a legitimate cause, I'm not speaking about those, but those who are able, you know, I don't think I have to explain myself. If you know me any length of time, you know what I'm trying to say. So there are those who are lazy and apathetic. And then, of course, fourthly, people don't set goals because they don't have spiritual understanding. There's fear. They're lazy or apathetic. And fourthly, they just may not know how. And how do you go about setting goals? This is a real, genuine, and legitimate question. You have to look at your values, beloved. What's important to you spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally? Do you want to continue your education? What are your purposes, your plans for your family? As you look at your values, those will determine your priorities, and then you can set goals. And goals, for those who have perhaps been in business, sometimes they actually give training and teaching on setting goals. There's a specific time frame involved, so you can measure and monitor your progress. Let's take a simple example. Suppose you you need to be in the Word regularly. You know you need to spend time in prayer, and you've not been successful at doing that. Well, if that's one of your values, if that's one of your goals, you got to do something to accomplish that. And for example, one of the things I've done for years for my spiritual family, toward the end of the year, I mail out a Bible reading calendar, and people use them also to keep notes and dates and things like that, but it allows people to read through, it's not a commentary, it's just the Bible reading from the Old Testament, the New Testament, Proverbs, and Psalms. And if you will follow that, you will be able to have read through the Bible in a year. And that's why you're measuring, you're monitoring. If that's your goal, I want to read through the Bible in a year, then there are Bible reading plans that you can do that. It helps you to accomplish, and there's many different plans, but I'm just saying there are ways that you can achieve your goal in the time frame that you desire. If that's what you want to do, read through the Bible in a year, then, you know, and also write in. If you want to be part of my spiritual family, in December, I'll send you a new Bible reading calendar for 2016. Okay? Some dear partners asked recently, and I don't have any ones for the current years because folks really like receiving them. They're very popular. So anyway, that's just a small example. And then let me share quickly the fifth reason is discouragement. They just give up on the basis of past failures. They just feel really defeated. And beloved, the past will destroy your future if you just stay focused on that. This is a really important thought if you're making notes. The past can destroy your future. If you have no goals, if you have no plans for your life, then you don't have a life purpose. You need to seek healing from God so you can go on with your life. And I know tragedies happen in the life of so everyone. We've all experienced crises and tragedies. We've lost loved ones. Perhaps a marriage has failed and your whole world, the bottom has come out of your whole world, and there's such discouragement. And it's like the goals you had, now they're just down the drain. You feel like there's no purpose, but God does not want you to stay in that place. He wants you to know He has a plan for right where you're at. I don't care if you failed in business. I don't care if you've had to declare bankruptcy. I don't care if your marriage has failed, or you might be a ministry, you had to close the church. I don't care what kind of failure you faced. God has a plan for you, so don't let discouragement defeat you from setting new goals so you can go on with your life. In the few moments that remain, let me just pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, you see those who have been defeated and discouraged. Those, Lord, who are fearful, fear of failure because of past failures, fast inability to achieve the things they wanted because of fearing the future, whatever the reason. Father, I take authority over the spirit of fear. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I release and activate that scripture, Father, by the spoken word of faith in their lives. Father, you're going to, I curse that depression and defeatism and discouragement. And I release, Father, the power of God to heal, to cleanse their memories, Father, to just reach to where they're at right now and lift them up out of that miry pit, and Lord, set their feet upon a rock and establish their goings. Father, I give you praise and honor and thanksgiving for it. Amen. I wish I had more time, so much to share, but we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast, and I'm going to be talking about, we talked about why we don't set goals. I'm going to share now on a positive side why we should set goals, aside from the fact that it's scriptural. Well, I love you. Let me pray with you. Have needs? The Lord wants you to write. If you feel that little unction of the Holy Spirit, the announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,